844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. How about this for a 1-2-3 punch? Mizorowski tonight, Harrison tomorrow, Brandon Woodruff on Sunday, regardless of who we're playing.
Back to back.
It'd be a big deal. And as we bring in MLB.com's Adam McAlvey, we also have the Cubs in town tonight. Morning, Adam.
Good morning. Yeah, what a weekend, huh? Summerfest, Cubs, going to be a zoo.
What's your prediction on the breakdown, Cubs fans v. Brewers fans, because of not only the fact that this is their first time at AmFam this season, we haven't seen the Cubs in town since Game 5 of the playoffs last year. You also have Summerfest, and a lot of reasons some of those folks who might come up from the north side would stay.
It's been a weird year for the Cubs, too, though.
Yeah.
Does that affect sales?
What do you think, 50-50?
Yeah, I would guess it's going to be like it's been. I mean, I all those factors you said makes me think a higher percentage of out of town folks. But the Brewers have been great. The Cubs have hung in there. I mean, the Brewers have had all these injuries on the position player side that we talked about early, and they've had pitching injuries too. I mean, the Cubs right now barely have a pitching staff. They lost two guys to the IL on Wednesday. Cabrera and Brown, who were going to pitch in this series against the Brewers, they had to go out and make a trade for a pitcher, David Peterson from the Mets, who we'll probably see in this series. So the Cubs are kind of holding it together. And as you said, the Brewers have things lined up exactly the way they want with
their
three big guys.
Were they playing the Mets? Did they just put them on their bus then? Just, hey, dude, get your stuff.
Yeah, they're with us. In the middle of a series, they really did make a trade in the middle. That happened for the Brewers, I remember, years ago in San Francisco. The Brewers got Ray Durham, and they played the last game, and then Ray Durham just got on the bus and got on the plane with the Brewers.
Cooper Pratt's obviously now getting his feet wet. He's been around a little bit now with the club. How's that going? Is he not eyes as wide as they were? Is he fitting right in? Where is he at mentally?
His eyes are wide because that's just how he is, we're learning. He is really funny to be around, where he is learning all kinds of things about Major League Baseball that rookies learn and that everybody else learns, I feel like. He's really green and in like the best possible way. And he's playing great. He's got some hits to fall, which is big. You know, he hasn't shown any power yet, but he's gotten some base hits to fall. He made some defensive plays in big spots, including the double play to end that Cincinnati series where there was a little bobble on that crazy double play. And Pat Murphy said, you know, learning experience, right? I mean, that is, as a shortstop, that's the moment that you're there for. And credit Cooper Pratt and really credit Bryce Terang as well for turning that double play. That was a game the Brewers should not have won. Most teams don't win with no bullpen. And, you know, the Reds coming on late, there were all kinds of chances for the Brewers to lose that game. And they swept a series in Cincinnati in which they had one hit with a runner in scoring position in the whole series. So it shows you what kind of team this is when they pitch and play defense.
I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, I knew we struggled, particularly those first couple of games. One hit with runners in scoring position for the series?
The teams had no hits with runners in scoring position, either team, until the twenty-fifth inning of the series between them. It was an odd series. But look, the Brewers are pitching in defense again. Here we are. And they've shown they can hit some homers. They won some games with home runs on this trip. Warm weather, you know, everyone knows what American Family Field is like when you get the roof and panels open and it's summertime. So they will hit some home runs, but, I mean, it was a trip where you were reminded, this is pitching and defense team. There's going to be some close games. They're going to have to win some close games.
So Mizorowski pitches tonight, and he's doing things that we've never seen happen on the field. Is there a national realization of who this guy is? Like, when he's pitching on the road, are the other teams curious about this dude, or is the national attention starting to swell with him?
Definitely. And if you think about his recent assignments, he's had some really high profile matchups, really starting with that Yankees series. To me, that's the game where Mizorowski took that big step. And he said afterwards he was really fired up to face the Yankees. I think he likes these big matchups. So then there have been Padres. There's been Braves was a big one. That's now right. Cubs for the second time during this stretch where he's been so excellent since the start of May. He's definitely the kind of pitcher and person who gets up for these big, quote unquote, big games. So he's exactly the guy they want on the mound for this stretch. And remember, tonight begins a stretch of 18 games in 17 days leading to the break. So this is a big moment for the starters because you can't have any blow-up games in there because it throws everything off for days and days.
So, Adam, I know that there's been a little bit more back and forth with the MLB and the MLBPA. Obviously, there's a collective bargaining agreement that needs to be agreed upon before next year, and there's lockouts looming and all of that. Does the Brewers' success, and there's no doubt the Brewers are in, believe it, they are in the conversation for winning the pennant. That is, they are legitimately in that conversation. Does the Brewers' success benefit the MLPA more or the MLB owners more when it comes to their negotiating?
I would say, like so many of these big questions, that you can come to an answer that suits what you believe, or you can turn that information either direction you want. The Brewers have had tremendous regular season success. 7 of the last years they've made the playoffs. They do not have a World Series trophy, as I am reminded very often by my social media followers whenever anything good happens to the team. So I think that there's a way to spin that either direction. I know that, you know, the argument on the side of balance says if you level the playing field a little bit more, maybe you have more teams hoisting trophies. That's the argument that's made, and I'm going to try and stay in my lane and cover the team.
All right. Well done. Well, sound like a politician.
Outstanding. Please run for something. Adam McKelvey with us from MLB.com. Thanks, Adam.
See you guys.
Uribe deals to Carson Kelly. Swinging a bouncer to short. Ortiz has it. And the Brewers are going to the championship series. They take 3 of 5 from the Chicago Cubs. And the Brewers have a date with the Dodgers.